ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين.
ألف لام را. These are the verses of the book and a clear Quran. And a clear Quran. This is a brief introductory statement about the surah, which is immediately followed by the main discourse. The Quran is characterized by its clarity. The purpose of this characterization is to emphasize that the Quran has set out its teachings in lucid terms, rendering them understandable.
ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين.
Soon will the time come when the unbelievers will wish they were Muslims.
ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون.
Leave them to eat and enjoy life, and let false hopes amuse them. They will soon come to know.
وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم.
Whenever we destroyed a town, a definite term had previously been decreed for it. A definite term had previously been decreed for it.
God never punished a people immediately in the wake of their rejecting the message of a prophet. They should, however, entertain no misgiving on that account. There is no justification for people to believe that, merely because they had so far remained unpunished for rejecting the prophet, peace be upon him, insulting him, and publicly insisting that he was not a genuine messenger of God. They should bear in mind that it is God's law to earmark a definite period of time for a people so that they may heed the call of the messenger, to carefully consider it and to mend their attitude. During this period, that nation is allowed to act as it wishes, and God magnanimously tolerates its behavior despite full knowledge of its wickedness. Throughout the appointed term of respite, the nation is not punished. For further elaboration of this idea, see Ibrahim 14, note 18.
ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون.
No people can outstrip the term for its destruction, nor can it delay it.
وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون.
They say, O you to whom the admonition has been revealed, you are surely crazed. O you to whom the admonition...
The term admonition has been used to signify the Book of God. This characterization is quite apt since the whole of the Quran consists of admonition and good counsel. All the earlier scriptures were based on admonition, and so is the Quran. Literally, zikr means to remind, to caution, to tender good advice.
Has been revealed.
The unbelievers referred to the Quran as admonition by way of sarcasm. They did not believe that it was a revelation from God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Had they so believed, they would not have called him crazed. If this element of sarcasm is borne in mind, it is easy to appreciate what was meant by saying, O you to whom the admonition has been revealed. What this statement really meant was, O you who claim that the admonition was revealed to him. Such a statement closely resembles the sarcastic remark that Pharaoh made to his courtiers with regard to Moses, peace be upon him. Your messenger, one sent for you, is indeed crazed. Al-Shu'ara
26:27.
Why do you not bring down angels upon us, if you are indeed truthful?
ما ننزل الملائكة إلا بالحق وما كانوا إذا منظرين.
We do not send down the angels in frivolity, and when we do send them down, we do so with truth. Then people are granted no respite. Then people are granted no respite.
Angels are not dispatched to a people merely to entertain them. Hence, it makes no sense that whenever a people asks God to send angels down to earth, God accepts it forthwith. Nor are angels sent down in order to disclose the realities which are beyond man's sense perception and in which men are required to believe. Instead, angels are sent down to a people after a definitive decision has been made by God to destroy them. When that moment comes, the angels do not go to that people with the message, "Believe and you will be spared God's punishment." The respite granted to the unbelievers to accept the teaching of the prophet lasts only as long as the reality remains concealed from their sense perception. Once that reality stands fully disclosed, the time for believing is over. The statement that angels are sent down in truth implies that they descend in order to wipe out falsehood and replace it with the truth. In other words, they are sent down with God's decree to destroy a people and make sure that the decree is fully enforced.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ
As for the admonition, we have revealed it, and we indeed are its guardians.
And it is indeed we who are its guardians.
The unbelievers dubbed the Prophet, peace be upon him, the bearer of admonition, as crazed. It is emphasized here that the admonition was not something which the Prophet, peace be upon him, made up. Instead, it was revealed to him by God. Hence, the taunts and abuse hurled at the Prophet, peace be upon him, is in fact aimed at God. The unbelievers are also asked to disabuse their minds of the idea that they would be able to cause any hurt to the Book of God. For God stands guard over it. No one can therefore destroy the Book, nor suppress its message. The taunts and attacks that the unbelievers throw at the Quran will not detract from its value, nor will their opposition to it impede the spread of its message, nor will God allow anyone to distort or alter it.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, certainly we did send messengers before you among the nations which have gone by.
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
And whenever a messenger came to them, they never failed to mock at him.
كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين
Even so, we make a way for it, the admonition in the hearts of the culprits, like a rod.
لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين
They do not believe in it. This has been the wont of people of this kind from ancient times.
They do not believe in it.
To whom does the pronoun third person singular in the expressions naslukuhu and lo yominuna bihi refer? In the former instance, translators and commentators on the Quran consider the pronoun lahu to refer to the act of mocking, see verse 11 above, and in the latter to refer to the admonition, see verse 9. On the basis of that assumption, the verse means that God causes mocking to enter into the hearts of culprits. As a result, they do not believe in admonition. From a purely grammatical standpoint, this explanation cannot be faulted. However, both from a grammatical viewpoint as well as otherwise, we are of the view that in both cases the pronoun should preferably be deemed to refer to the admonition. The Arabic word Salaka literally means to penetrate, to put something into another as thread is put into a needle. What the verse therefore means is that so far as the believers are concerned, when the admonition penetrates their hearts, it provides them with peace of mind and spiritual nourishment. On the contrary, when it penetrates the hearts of the unbelievers, they feel as if it was a hot burning rod.
وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ
If we were even to open for them a way to the heavens, and they could continually climb up to it in broad daylight,
لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ
They would still have said, Surely our eyes have been dazzled, rather we have been enchanted.